Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 happy Tuesday. You know, I almost wish I had that sound effect thing going on that Kaylin has, because then I could come in with like a Bill Cosby, Fat Albert, hey, hey. You know what? That's bad. I'm not even going to try. So let's move on with our normal to-do. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and he is Kaylin Patterson, and together we are P4P Real Talk. Yep, yep. Mr. Patterson, how are you doing?
Oh, I am really happy today. I mean, aside from having the guest, good person, wonderful individual, but just so much going on with the season and everything. It's just a good time right now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you're so happy. Have you already thrown back a little Alter Ego Extreme already tonight, contributing to your feeling of euphoria?
I would love to, but I'd probably be building a house by now trying to get something done. That stuff's pretty effective.
It is pretty effective. And you know, while I'm thinking about it, we have been remiss in talking about this, but P4P is running a great promotion. I believe that there's free shipping. Now, I know some restrictions may apply or some, minimums may need to be hit to take advantage of that, but right now there's free shipping on P4P products. Doesn't always happen, so if you guys are running low on some hashtag snickerdoodle or some Eagle Extreme or any of the other P4P great products, now is a great time to take advantage of that and reach out to your favorite P4P athlete, ask them for their athlete's code, and you will not only save 15% on your order, but you will help them cover the expenses that they have associated with competing. So it's definitely a win-win. You save, they save, and we all get great products. So check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And speaking of winning, three really big shows coming up this weekend. There may be more, but the three on my radar, we have the INBA Natural Olympia, the IFPA Pro Elite World Championships, and the NGA Universe. So we have lots of pros and amateurs going head-to-head in different states on big stages everywhere. So we just want to say good luck to everyone. Hope your peak week is phenomenal. And we're looking forward to the updates. In the meantime, also a shout-out to all of the athletes getting ready for the OCB Midwest States coming up next weekend, November 19th. So that'll be another one, another season wrap-up. So a lot of good stuff going on. Anything else on your radar that I've missed, Kaylin?
Nothing. You covered it all.
Well, I don't know about all, but we'll move it along. So tonight we have an awesome, awesome show, and I'm actually going to turn it over to Kaylin to set that up for us.
Okay, thank you. Tonight, I'm sorry, I'm just really happy. We've got a wonderful guest and just a beautiful person inside and out, and also a very hands-on individual, obviously because of the topic we're dealing with, not just hands-on, basically a very person, my goodness, I'm so happy. A person that's very well-rounded and covering all angles, not just as a mother, but as a human being and a coach. And these things need to be addressed. And that's when you know somebody's really passionate, really concerned, and really well-versed in the background and also the stage in and out. And it takes a lot of a person, I mean an awful lot, to cover any one of those realms, and she's actually covering all of them and doing them quite well, and she's been through what we used to call the home cooking, where it used to be where the shows were so unknown and so unfamiliar to strangers that they really weren't allowed to quote unquote win, And she still went back, and, you know, she said she's going to keep competing until they got used to her home cooking, which was hard work and dedication. And I'm speaking of Melissa Johnson, and she's just a great person. I mean, let's just be honest about it. It's real talk, so let's just be real. And she's done all aspects of everything and natural bodybuilding, and she's come out victorious in the long run because that's what it takes. Not the person that says, you know, I want to win, but the person that does all that it takes naturally to make sure that happens. And that means your homework as far as criteria, the homework as far as organization, the homework as far as, you know, the outfits and the posing, all these things have to be addressed, and she's done it, and now she's coming up with something else, and I'll let her introduce that after she introduces herself. So, Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem.
Well, we're happy to have you. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about your background, and then we will get into the meat of what we're all here together for tonight, and that's to talk about your new athlete advocacy movement called I Am. But first things first, a little bit more about Melissa Johnson.
All right. Well, I am 37 years old, and I have been competing since the year 2000. Obviously, natural organizations were not that big back then. And then I got into the Natty Nation in 2009 and obtained my pro card in 2009. But right after I got my pro card, I became a mom. And back then, the rule was if you didn't compete within 2 years of getting your pro card, you lost your status. So I had to regain my pro card. And I did that in 2012 at the Gateway Naturals here in St. Louis. And so right after that, I began competing as a pro. So I just finished my fourth straight year competing as a pro. I've done 23 pro shows in 4 years. And
wow.
I have placed top four in every show I've done except for two of my pro shows. So it's a huge accomplishment for me. But aside from the stage, I am a prep coach and a weight loss coach as well. And I have been doing that since 2012. And I currently have about 100 total clients that I deal with online and in person. And I am also a single mom to boot. So I have what I would consider a well-rounded life, trying to keep that balance. But fitness truly is my passion. And everyone can see that if they know me or they've seen me, they can tell that it just shines through my eyes. It is something that I'm very passionate about. Natural bodybuilding is something that I love to death. And I am a spectator as well as a competitor. And I try to go to as many shows as I can to support all of our athletes and be there as best I can.
Very nice. I mean, well-rounded, I think, is a modest way of putting, balancing everything that you have in your life. And I would say, first of all, just hats off. I mean, you've been competing for several years, 23 pro shows in 4 years. I think that is phenomenal to have a top four finish in 21 of the 23 shows. So very awesome. So, I mean, you're definitely there. You've graced a lot of stages. You make it a point to stay involved. You've seen a lot of things, experienced a lot of things, which I think has contributed to kind of the next phase of your involvement in the natural bodybuilding community. And that's with the development of what I had referenced earlier as your athlete advocacy movement, and it's called I Am. And I'd like you to go ahead and just tell us what I Am is and then set the stage for us on why you felt it important to start this discussion.
Okay. I Am stands for International Athletes Movement. And basically it is a platform for athletes, natural athletes, to express their experiences and their issues, both good and bad, on the stage, with federations, with anything that has to do with competing. And what I would like to do is to be the voice for those athletes. And I would like to kind of be a mediator with the federations to try to open some kind of dialogue with them and provide them with that feedback. And the main goal here is just to have a better adherence to the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, and most importantly, criteria that each federation has. We're not trying to change federations. We're not trying to make them do anything that they don't already have in their rules or their outline or the makeup of them. We just want to make it more fair, really, because what has happened is we all feel that it has gotten away from judging the true sport of the bodybuilding. And there's a lot of frustrated competitors out there. And instead of them voicing their concerns individually and maybe, you know, being uncomfortable with sharing their experiences and their name, that's where I come into play, is because I'm going to be that person to where they're just going to be a voice heard and not a particular name, so that nobody's going to know who said what or said where. It's just going to be a general consensus of what the athletes' voices are as far as concerns and issues that they may have. And even good things that people like about certain federations, you know, we're going to address all things. But it's not anything negative. It will never be anything negative. This is truly positive, a positive movement that we want to better the sport of natural bodybuilding. We want it to grow. We want it to thrive, because it seems like lately numbers are just going down, and that's what we're scared of, because we don't want that to happen. We are a true, true gem in natural bodybuilding, and it's something to be very, very proud of, and we don't want that to die for something silly that could be fixed.
That's very true. Oh, my goodness, that's so true. And you know, I'm glad you talked about the positive side of it, because, you know, unfortunately, over the past couple of years, there's been some very negative things passed along by some very well-known individuals in the sport, and it did not do any good for natural bodybuilding with the overall outcome of it. So I'm glad you're doing this movement and actually making where it has to be addressed in a way that works, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we do have people that complain just for the sake of complaining because they didn't win. And that's not how it works, you know. It's like we can all fall back on the subjective stance, but like you're saying, there's a lot of things that aren't really being addressed just by throwing it under that umbrella. There has to be things that are given and taken in a way that can be suitable for all involved, not just where you like what's being said, but it's the heart of the matter, it's the truth of the matter, and it's the reality of what is. So, you know, how do you plan to do this in a way that makes it all work, other than, you know, having people write in? Is there something that we all can just send a link to? Is there, you know, what's the platform for us to have this get started in a very positive way?
Basically, right now, all we're asking for is feedback. I've had several competitors just message me on Facebook and tell me, you know, this I didn't like, this I really did like, this is the shows that I've done, this I've only competed in these federations, and here's my feedback. And what we want to do right now is just spread the word. So we want to get as many people behind us as we can, because obviously, you know, numbers are going to help us prove our point. And, you know, people behind us is what we need. We need people to back us, because that's always going to help us be more effective. So spreading the word about the movement, getting them to like the Facebook page, which is at International Athletes Movement on Facebook, so you can like that page. We post updates on there, things like that, to keep everybody informed. I'm going to be developing a questionnaire style for competitors to fill out, but until that is complete, all I ask is for people to just contact me with any type of feedback that they have or any issues, good or bad, that they would like to see addressed when we do come to the table with each federation at any given time that we do meet with them.
So, and that brings me to my next question, because I know you already shared that the whole purpose of this organization is to give athletes a voice to support a more fair playing field across the board of all organizations for all athletes, and you're looking for more support, more feedback. But based on the input you've already received, what are some of the top concerns that have already started to bubble up and present themselves as, you know, issues that's first and foremost on athletes' minds?
Top issues, I would say so far, are criteria not being followed. That is probably the biggest one. So the issue with that is that there's no streamline according to the criteria. The judges are not judging. They're judging best body on stage instead of what is more guideline to the criteria. Another issue that we're having is crossovers winning both divisions and even allowing crossovers.
Yes.
That is probably right up there with the criteria issue that we're having. Because there's no reason why a bikini girl. Right. Well, there's no reason why a bikini girl should win a figure division, let alone even compete over there. The look is totally different. And there are some federations that have changed their guidelines to not allow that, and those are, you know, those are null and void. Those that do not allow it don't even fit into that umbrella. But the ones that do allow it, you know, we are seeing more and more competitors upset about that because everybody believes you should be one or the other. And another issue is some of the things that we're finding is maybe the same judges judge the same show, and there could be some judges that have 10 to 15 clients that they are judging in that show. So the competitors know who those clients are, and they feel like it's an unfair advantage to have the head judge be your coach. And I think that's a pretty valid concern. Drug testing.
Just real quick before we go into drug testing, which I know is also a hot button, but, you know, it's like I was recently a part of the Miss Iowa USA pageant, and also while this is apples to oranges, but the way they run their process is if a judge knows any of the contestants, they're asked to leave the panel. They're no longer able to judge, and they can't judge the same show 2 years in a row because the same contestants come back. And that's harder in natural bodybuilding, I understand, because there's only so many judges. So you're going to see, you know, and they do different shows where competitors travel. So I understand that too. But at least trying not to be in a show, or at least not be the head judge at a show where you have several of your clients, I could see that. I could see that. Okay. On to the drug testing part of it.
Yes, and, you know, just drug testing, I've heard that some people have found out that urine hasn't been sent off. You know, so streamlining that to where it's kind of maybe under some kind of governing body. You know, I know that drug testing is very expensive, but the whole reason why we are natural bodybuilding is because of the drug testing. So if it's not adhered to, then, you know, obviously you're allowing some people that could not be natural to compete in certain shows. So that just adhering to those guidelines for the drug testing is an issue and a concern for some people as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, I would hearken to, you know, since we're talking about the social media realm, the fact that it's just like Marsha Johnson posting the great thing he got with the drug test results from a show he did, and I was like, wow, you know, it's surprising, and I guess it's surprising because you usually don't hear about these things. You know, usually you take a drug screening and you don't hear about the results. You just don't hear anything at all. So you take it for granted that you either passed or, you know, or tested and that there were no issues. So that was something that really surprised me and basically in essence that I'd just never seen it before.
Right. And, you know, providing drug testing results would be a great thing for us to know, you know, but I know that the federations are kind of scared to do that because then we would know what they test for. And then the cheaters would try to undermine that, you know, the test or whatever. So I know it's kind of a double-edged sword there, but so just streamlining it to where it's under one governing body or something like that would probably be really beneficial. Cause I know that some federations are very, very strict with their drug testing, and then some are pretty lax. So just
yes.
kind of having one baseline would be great.
It really would be. It really would be. And that's one of those things that you're addressing by doing this movement. And I hope people would understand what you're asking. And it's for involvement, not just, you know, words. But actions, you know, if somebody's not falling under what you, like you said, with the criteria, because that is a big thing. And it's especially with the more involved individuals that basically do the research, do the backgrounds, and do the checks to make sure that, you know, especially if you're putting somebody in a show or assisting them with a show, you want them to do their best. And so you basically get the criteria. And then find out when the show's all said and done, especially after the talk with the judges, they're coming back with information that says, well, you know, that wasn't what the criteria is posted. And I've seen firsthand where, like you said, you can have the best-looking competitor, but if they're in the wrong class, they don't win. And that's not a slap at the competitor. I'd be more on the coach for why would you put them in that show or organization without basically doing the research to say what class they should be in.
Exactly.
So this program, this movement.
Go ahead,
go ahead, Kevin.
No,
I'm totally transitioning away from your thought, so if you've got to finish.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead.
All right, so... So this is what it looks like when Kaylin and Desiree argue about who's done speaking and who's not done speaking. But I was just going to say, so this movement is relatively new. I know that there has been chatter about it. What kind of response have you been having so far?
Everything that I've received, any type of response or feedback that I've received is just overwhelmingly positive. It all started with a video that I made about 3 weeks ago, and it was just basically my frustration because I've been around for a really long time. I coach, I compete, I have a lot of really close friends in the industry, and I see a lot. And it's not just with what I do, it's in shows that I coach at, backstage, things like that. You know, I'm just like an eyes and an ears all open kind of thing. And I've seen a lot of things. And over the years, it's really started to get to me because I hear a lot of people that are frustrated and they tell it to me, but nothing gets done, you know? And so I think to myself, how many other people feel like I feel, you know, I'm just going to put this video out there because, you know, I've competed for 4 years with hardly taking any off season. Finally, my body was like, I hate you. You need to chill out. So I feel like that was one of my reasons for deciding to take a break from the stage was being frustrated with all the inconsistencies that there are in natural bodybuilding. And also, you know, obviously having to give my body a break. But I never thought that just making a video speaking my mind about how I felt was going to have such a impact on so many people. As soon as I posted that video, everybody started contacting me saying, oh my gosh, you're saying exactly what I feel. You know, that it's finally time that someone finally stood up for us. And I thought to myself, this is my chance. I love the sport. I don't really want to take a break from the stage, but I have to. I have to be smart. I have to do this for my body. But this is my way to give back to the bodybuilding community and still be involved, other than being a coach, still be involved and live my passion just like I do every day, you know. And that's what I love to do, is I love to help other people. And I love to be a problem solver, and I love positivity. I love it. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that I always have a smile on my face, and I try to turn every negative situation into a positive situation. And so that's what I'm doing here, is I want to make a change, and I want it to be a great, good change. I want us to grow. I want us to get better, and I want people to be happy, because the world needs more of that.
No doubt.
It really does. I'm very glad that you're doing these things, because, you know, if you don't do it in a positive spin, then negativity runs and reigns supreme. And that does no good for either side or any group or any affiliation. So if we don't speak out in a way that is, you know, uplifting, then the only people that are left to speak are the ones that are basically not willing to trash, tear down, and destroy simply because they're not having their way. And we all know that that simply cannot and will not work. So, you know, when you're having this, like I said, that we have Paige, you have the feedback and everything else. What do you need us to do to help spread the word?
Just share our Facebook page, share our posts that we make on Facebook. We've already got two federations that are behind us, so that's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
The NGA and the WNBF are actually behind us and are willing to work together with us. And so we have, you know, a few more federations that we'd like to get on board, but at this point we realize it's World Finals time and it's the end of the season. So we're not really going to push too many things at this point. We're kind of going to continue to grab our feedback and get all of our ducks in a row, per se, and then we're going to really kind of proposition to the federations to kind of start talking and sitting down and trying to make some improvements. So really just spreading the word and getting it out there and getting people to send me information, good and bad, on anything that they've experienced, and their names will never be used, they will never be referenced. Everything is pretty much, I mean, I know who you are, but everything would be anonymous from that point on after you've messaged me. New competitors, I mean, what we're trying to do is trying to help competitors find their fit. You know, there's so many different organizations and they're so different and diverse that nobody really knows, you know, should I go to this one or should I go to that one? So we also want to kind of be a place where athletes can feel like they are safe to find their place. You know, we can give feedback, good and bad, for everybody so that it can help them select where they want to compete.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes sense to me. We have two questions, if you don't mind, from our listeners. If you are ready to answer, I'll be happy to ask them.
Sure.
Okay. The first question comes from Lily, and she wants to know, with the different classes and criteria in different organizations, how much of a difference are each organization, and how far from the different rules and regulations does make to compete? If basically, if one competes in the IFPA and one competes in the WNBF. And as a coach, I'm sure you've had your head spinning a couple of times when you're checking, and how can they do the research and how can they find out about the criteria?
That's another thing is we're going to have links to each individual federation's website, because all of them have their own website that lists their criteria for each individual federation. So we're going to have links to that so that you can read up on each specific criteria for each different division so that you can find out where you fit best. And then that's another thing is, you know, we can streamline it a little bit better to make, there are ones that are close or similar that would be grouped into the same category. So like figure four, NGA and DFAC are kind of the same, you know, and then you got the pro elite who goes on the leaner side for figure, you know, so they'd be kind of more of the, you know, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do is to streamline the criteria a little bit more so that it's not so drastic from federation to federation, because if you're a pro figure athlete, you should be able to compete in all of the federations in pro figure and do well. You shouldn't have to do pro physique in one, you know, and pro figure in the other if you got your pro card as a pro figure competitor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. And okay, that answered it well for us. He's happy with that. And the next one is from Nathan, and his question is it's basically stemming from the same thing, but just on the male side. And he's asking how a bodybuilder who's considered, you know, a builder, you know, I guess with more weight, is coming in with a look, and a men's physique is coming in with a look, and you have that person win the same. How does that change with your movement? Would that be addressed?
Right. Yeah, we're definitely trying to streamline all categories, even on the men's side, because I do feel like from show to show, men's physique is supposed to be judged at a softer look and not as big and mass, you know, have as much mass as a bodybuilder does. But there's some shows where the men's physique guy could be a bodybuilder, no question. So that comes down to streamlining the judging to where they follow the criteria and don't just pick the best body on stage. And that comes down to this is where what I've kind of been brainstorming about is a lot of judges, once you're a judge, you're a judge. Like you're grandfathered in, you can judge as many shows as you want to judge. And that's the way it is for most federations. But I think that we should have some sort of clinic every year for judges for each federation so that they can be tested on their judging skills so that they can know they can. The WNBF has a judging clinic every year before Worlds, and it's 3 hours, I believe, for 2 days, and they sit and they do a PowerPoint where they look at individual bodies and show criteria for each given division and what that body should look like so that everybody is on the same page and they know what they're supposed to look for. That, to me, is what judging should be. It shouldn't be, oh, you've been a judge for 25 years, you just keep judging. You don't have to be held accountable for knowing what the criteria is or what you're supposed to be judging or looking for.
Okay, hold on there. That just led to another one. And that, wow, okay. Now they're really coming in. Sam wants to know, how can a show feel or be fair or even remotely seem like it's being judged correctly if the person is on the judging panel and has competitors in the show?
Right.
I hope
that's an issue. No. That's an issue that I touched on a little bit ago, just about, you know, there needs to be alternate judges there needs to be judges so that if the judge has competitors in the show, they shouldn't judge that class, and they certainly should not judge their client. Because as we know, there's supposed to be transparency in judging to where, you know, they throw out the high and the low score, but there's always some sort of following toward, you know, the judges are all on the same page for most of, that's part of being a judge. And that's something that I'm getting into, actually. I'm going to start judging because I want to be well-rounded as I form this movement. I want to be on the other side. I want to see it, and I want to know, I want to know what it's like to be a judge, you know. And I have to test judge two shows at least for the NANBF. I have to test judge two shows before I can become a physical judge, and I have to be 90% in line with all the other judges and what they mark their scores as. So even though the highs and the lows are dropped, even if you get two low scores, it could totally ruin your placing, even if everybody has you at high. So two judges could be friends or know that client in specifically, and then, you know, it could throw everything off. So it doesn't take much. So that's something, you know, and especially I've personally competed in shows where there's only five judges. I don't even know if they can throw out the high and the low on that, because it doesn't give you hardly anything to average. So just that's another thing that I want to encourage people to try to get into judging. You know, if we've got issues, that's one of the main issues. Let's become judges. Let's not have all the same judges that we've had watch us for the last 15 years judge our physiques. Let's get involved. Let's give back. Let's get on the other side of it and not just be a competitor. And, you know, that's another thing is we don't want to be seen as sore losers or people that, you know, just gripe because they didn't win. That's not the case. You know, it's across the board that there are a lot of unhappy people, and it's not just the people that are taking second.
Well, I mean, and it's evident because you do hear, I mean, you're not the only one who hears individuals talking about things that they would like to see improved within the sport. So, I mean, it is not a one-time incident or even a two-time incident. And, you know, I was even thinking or was going to bring up along the lines that I know, at least in the NAMBF, that, you know, you have to test judge so many shows and be within a certain percentage of what the official judges are in order to gain enough experience to be able to judge on your own. And it would seem that if each organization, each federation had an annual conference or webinar, whatever it is that it needs to be for individuals that want to judge for that upcoming year, I would think it would also take off a lot more pressure off of the promoters who are overseeing so many facets of their show that if they don't have the chance or the opportunity because of scheduling or whatever the issue may be to bring all their judges together and walk through the criteria prior to their individual shows, they know that they have that resource in their organization. So, you know, that'll be an area that's interesting to watch as your conversations continue with each group and what they are willing to put in place in support of the athletes that, you know, truly are what makes an organization happen, is the reason for them to exist, and that's the athletes. So very interesting, very interesting. Any other areas that we have not covered yet that you would like to make sure that our listeners are aware of when it comes to IAM, their involvement, how they can get involved? I know you've given out the website, but we'll want to repeat that again. Any other things that we haven't asked that you were hoping we would ask you?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of it. Basically, you know, just feedback is what's going to help build this movement and make it stronger. So don't be scared to reach out to me, because I'm not going to judge you. All I'm going to do is take your information that you give me, and I'm going to make notes about it. with everybody, and I'm going to lump it all together for each federation, and then that's how I'm going to present it. So basically just giving me feedback, because I can't really, you know, we've got 375 likes on our Facebook page, which is really good, but I know there's a lot more people out there that we haven't reached yet. And I'm starting to get a little bit of feedback, but I haven't gotten too much. And I feel like I can keep making posts on the Facebook page, but I also don't want to drive people crazy. I don't want to be an annoying person. So I kind of want people to reach out to me. And I know that with all these big shows coming up, and there was a couple big ones that just happened, there's got to be some stuff stirring, I'm sure. And there are some people that are waiting until the competition season is over before they say anything, because they want to finish out their year, and I totally understand that. That's another reason is why we're kind of just building all of the information right now, and then as soon as the world finals and the last shows of the season are done, we can kind of start really taking the bull by the horns and being a little bit more aggressive with making progression, you know. So right now we're just trying to really get as many people behind us as we can. Promoters, we also want to hear from you guys, because this is, you know, that's your bread and butter. We are your bread and butter, and we want to know, you know, I mean, I just had a client compete in a show this past weekend, and her hair and makeup got half done and didn't get done at all, like didn't get finished, and her tan turned green, and she paid $200 for this service, and it was half done, you know. So things like that are even important for us to know, because there are certain promoters in certain areas that always have the same people, and if you don't express, this is my thing, if you don't say anything, nothing will ever get changed. So if you think
that's right,
by keeping quiet, you know, or telling people next to you that it's ever going to get anything's ever going to get resolved, it's not. You have to voice your opinion. You have to have your voice heard, and I'm that voice for you all.
Yes, you are. Yes, indeed. And, you know, I have to touch on this before we finish this show, and it's something that you talked about, because, you know, a tan does make a difference. A hair and makeup does make a difference. And if
mm-hmm.
you're counting on that to be the point, and it's not addressed, then, yeah, that hurts. And, you know, it the one thing that I really hurt and hate to see is when you have somebody that should be first place, but and you have to be the one to tell them, you know, if your tan had shown more of your body, you would have got it. Or, you know, if your hair and makeup had been, because it's part of the criteria, had been addressed, you would have got it. And then to find out the person that's basically the show with the promotion is the one that did it, it really hits hard, and you have people that basically hate the sport and never come back, and they could have been really sound voices and personalities on the stage and off. So, yeah, and you know, I hearken back to the day where people told me my tan sucked, and it happened for that the tanner was the one to do it, and then to find out that even though the person that I was competing against was cheating and using pro-hormone, I still would have beat him if my tan had been the way it should have been. So, you know, that's kind of a double kick in the behind where you say, you know, wow, that it's that big a difference. And for it to be coming off the promoter's side where they're doing what they're doing, it does need to be addressed.
Exactly. Yes. And it can make competitors not even want to do that show anymore. So, you know, promoters are wondering why their numbers are down. It could be something so simple as that to fix, you know. So that, you know, that's what I want. I want all aspects. I want to hear. I don't care how little of an issue you think it is. It is still an issue, and I would love to know about it. I would love to hear about it.
Amen. And, you know, you're not just doing this movement by yourself. You have a lot of people in your corner. So, you know, we got to give the time for the shout-out. So go ahead.
I do. I have quite a few people behind me. First of all, I have a couple promoters, which I'm really excited about, Romer Mendez and Leith Anderson. They are with the NANBF, and they have backed me, and they are trying to help as much as possible. And Paul Omar, who is the vice president of the NGA, is also talking with us. Nancy Andrews from the WNBF, her and I have been talking a lot. She's a very sweet lady and really, you know, offering me a lot of info and kind of helping me talk things out, and I really, really appreciate that. So the WNBF and the NGA are already behind us. And then I have Heather Lewis, pro physique competitor, who is probably the winningest female behind me. And then let's see, who else do I have? John Arnold and I have been talking. He's actually, I'm going to probably test judge his show in Liberty in April next year. And so that's where I'm going to be starting to get my feet wet in judging. And I believe I have to kind of go through each organization individually to do that. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And there's quite a few shows around me, so I believe I can get pretty diverse as far as organizations go to kind of get a feel for each one and be able to provide that side of the table, per se.
Okay, hold on, Des. I got something. They want to remain anonymous, so I will honor that. Okay, here it goes. Just wanted to send a huge thank you to Melissa for taking this monumental first step in helping the athletes' voices be heard. In order for changes to be made, it must come from athletes. A promoter can't do this. An organization head can't do this. It must come from a collective effort from the athletes working together and demanding more and demanding for accountability and adherence to the rules that each organization has outlined. It's not going to be easy, and more resistance is going to be encountered, but please know she is not alone in this fight. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I just get the biggest smile on my face anytime I hear from anyone regarding this, because it just started as me talking, really, you know, and I have goosebumps about it because I feel like it's going to be awesome. I feel like it's going to be positive. It's going to be what we need, and it's just going to be a great thing. And so I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm very happy about all the positive energy I'm getting from all the athletes and just how excited they are about the movement, because I think we're going to do some big things here.
Oh, yes.
And why don't you one more time tell folks where they can go to find out more or to get involved?
Okay. The Facebook page, you just have to hit in the search box, you hit the at symbol, and then you type in International Athletes Movement, and our page will come up, and it's a little picture of a bunch of fingers touching, and it says Unite. And then the profile picture is just a white background with a black outline of a bodybuilder, and it says International Athletes Movement as our profile picture. So like that page, share it. Share it to all of your friends. Get any competitor, whether they've only competed one time or they're thinking about competing in any natural organization, get them to like the page. Share it. Get it out there. Get the word out there about what we're trying to start, and then message me. You can find me on Facebook. I'm going to try to look up my name while I'm talking to you guys, but I can share that information on, actually, I'll just share that information on the IM page, Facebook page, with my contact information to where you can message me individually and give me your feedback personally.
Okay, one more. This is from about 12 different names. Guys, you all know who you sent it, and we're coming to the end of the show, so I don't want to take up too much of MJ's time. But they all say thank you, and just thank you for being there for us.
It's my pleasure. It really is. I'm happy to help.
All right. Go ahead, Des.
going to say awesome, guys, to all our listeners who have taken the time to comment or ask questions. Please be sure you go to the I Am Facebook page and at least like it so you can stay abreast of what the latest developments are and stay in the know. And if you feel impressed to share, then share. As always, Melissa, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and very exciting, the things that you have going on, anything that benefits the athletes, you know, we are always excited about. So we'll continue to keep an eye on this. Wish you the best of luck, and, you know, we'll have to have you back to see how things are going after the first of the year and any new developments that have come up.
That sounds great. I really look forward to it, and I really appreciate you having me on tonight and letting me share my story and all about the I Am movement.
Thank you,
awesome.
Jay.
Have a great night.
Thanks, you too.
So lots of good stuff going on. I'll be very interested to see how the traction continues and what kind of growth or non-growth this movement sees, because, you know, that's really the proof in the pudding. As athletes, we can say we want this and we want that, but now someone's actually doing it, something about it. So it'll be interesting to see if the athletes who are voicing that they want change are actually invested enough to help see that change become a reality.
Well, I'm going to say right now, I would be remiss if I didn't make the connection and the correlation between today being Election Day and the I Am movement, because they go hand in hand. There's a lot of things we say we want to change, but something as simple as a vote, and it can happen. And it's the same thing where she's asking, you know, if we really want to have the change that we're crying out for and screaming from the mountaintops or the valley, then we need to be involved. And there's so many couch potatoes, and I learned this by playing sports all my life, is that there were plenty of people that knew the best way for you to do something right until they actually had to get out there and do it and realized all the machinations and all the work that has to be done to make that simple thing, as what they put, happen as compared to what really has to come about. So, you know, if you want to get out there and compete and do all that work and all that prep, I'm saying now there's a little bit more to that prep, and that's being involved after the show is done. And we want it together. Everybody wants it to get better. Honestly, everybody wants it to get better. There's people that complain and say the worst things at the worst time, but they still want some kind of improvement, you know, maybe in their favor more than they should, but they still want to see some kind of improvement. And I've always said Planet Fitness doesn't exist unless the problem in the normal gym isn't addressed. That place has a spot in this world simply because the main gyms didn't address the issue of how gym etiquette is supposed to be. And if they did have it in writing, they didn't enforce it. And so a place like Planet Fitness comes about. Do we want that where, like MJ was saying, where the criteria for the drug testing is so lax, or the criteria for the criteria is so lax that basically anybody can do it simply because they're just filling the coffers and not really addressing the needs of the competitor?
Exactly. Exactly. This is an opportunity. You know, you like Melissa Johnson, you don't like Melissa Johnson. I really don't know what everyone's personal experience is with her, but this is an opportunity that she has created for people to have a voice, and we will see how it goes. I mean, the jury's still out as to, you know, how this can really work the best, but it's a start. And so definitely encourage everyone, like Kaylin said, even in relation to today's election, to participate and get involved. You may not like everything about it, but if it's a chance for positive change to happen, then it's a chance for you to show your support for what you say it is that you want. So definitely pay attention, share, at least keep the conversation going of nothing else, and make sure that these talks are actually happening. And then, you know, good things can happen. Because at the end of the day, what we want, at least as P Real Talk, and I think I can speak for Kane on this, is we want longevity for natural bodybuilding. We want what's in the best interest of the athlete, what's in the best interest of the sport. And so that's where our interest behind this lies. And so we're looking forward to seeing where this goes. So we hope that you will be a part of it. With that being said, if you haven't voted, I don't know, what time do the polls close? I should know this, but I've already voted, so I kind of have
you
tuned
can say
out already.
Now. You can
now.
Say now. Some have been closed on the East Coast. I know they have already closed, except for some parts of Florida. And I think that's Alabama as well, but those are minute parts. Most every ballot box and polling station has been closed.
All righty. Well, hoping that most of you out there exercise your right to vote, because it's a right that not everyone was granted naturally. It had to be fought for. So something very serious. And with all things, I've seen this said several times today, if you don't vote, you can't complain.
That's
you
right.
can, but it's not going to do you any good. You already missed your chance to influence the outcome. So,
well, no one's
going to
listen.
With that, huh?
I said no one's going to listen, honestly, because you're like,
nope.
When you, like you said, if you have your chance and you say nothing, then keep saying nothing, because I think, and this is kind of along the course of what you're saying, and it goes back in the time, and I'm a big historian, so I remember this quote quite well. When Hitler was taking over Germany and everybody was being singled out until he basically dealt with everyone. And he said, when they came for the teachers, I did nothing. And when they came for the politicians that fought for the people, I did nothing. And when they came for the school books, and when they came for the knowledge and education and the professors, I did nothing. And when they finally came for the Jews, there was nobody there for me. And we really have to think about that. If we're going to be competing and giving our all, then we should expect the same. But if we're not giving everything that we want, and we want change to happen, how can it happen if we're not giving everything? And we have to be involved in all we do. If you can be what do they say about parents? A parent is either a person that basically does the job or is not involved, and you can tell by the actions of that child how involved a parent is. If a student is not doing what they should, the more involved a teacher is, the better off that student is, because you can always tell by the involvement of the person that knows better. Because there are people that speak out of ignorance, but it's only out of ignorance they speak, not out of stupidity. And we have to really start gauging that in a way where we can have the conversation and, like MJ was saying, still be a positive thing. And I know we're about to run over time, so I'm going to shut up with that.
All right, sounds good. So, if you have questions, well, I didn't mean it like that, but I was agreeing with you in the interest of time. We're going to move this along. So, but if you have questions, keep them coming, because we will address them in our next show, which is our next roll call edition. We're going to have Tayshauna Creighton and Nicole Bryant. So two P4P athletes you're going to want to get to know better. And in the meantime, I'm going to try to smooth over the ruffled feathers that we have going on over here, that I have going on over here with Kayla.
Ouch.
Real quick. Your shout out for Snickerdoodle, you're running out of time.
Snickerdoodle.
On behalf of myself, Kaylin, P4P Muscle, your body is simple.
Snickerdoodle,
man.
Yaman. Yeah,